There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got to balance out the mention of Kim Kardashian last hour getting in trouble with FDA. How are we going to do that? Well, we're going to take on the entire medical establishment, the vaccine religion, this hour. We're going to call out who we feel is responsible for this ongoing Holocaust-like scenario. And guess who it is? She's back. Love her dearly. I want to give her a hug all the time. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Robert. How are you? So good to be with you again here. This is great.
Well, you make me smile. You know that just because of who you are and all of the things that you do. And, of course, you had a wonderful time in Australia. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. They didn't let you come in.
Wait. Stop.
Oh, my gosh. I know. The thing, little old Sherry Tenpenny, so sweet and loving, and yet they wouldn't let her into... Oh, my gosh. We went through that. Go back and listen to the archives. It's just amazing stories. But she's written on this. She has an extensive vaccine research library. All of the links are in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you where you need to go, including to her book, Saying No to Vaccines, and so much more. But Dr. Tenpenny, I have to ask, you know, if we're going to the heart of this perpetual war on the immune system and war on children via needles, via syringes, or other mechanisms of administration, inhalation with these vaccines, is there a place where we could say the buck stops? You know, is there a place where we could say we could shut this down tomorrow if they would just stop?
Well, the buck stops at the feet of the physicians. The physicians are the problem because they don't have enough backbone to stand up against the insurance companies, the hospital systems, the pharmaceutical industry. They've been relegated to the place of being high dollar per hour assembly line workers handing out prescriptions for a living in order to maintain their lifestyle. They don't even so far as to read package inserts to know what's coming through the needle, to know the possible complications and the side effects of the things that can happen. And so if physicians would get some courage and some guts and some backbone and stand up and say, you, public health system, and you, Healthy People 2020, have usurped your position and taken over the role and interfered with the doctor-patient relationship, that me as a physician think that this patient of mine should not be vaccinated, should not have these vaccines. The rest of these children in this family should not be vaccinated because child number one was severely injured, and you, public health department, are not going to make me do this. That is when it stops, where the buck stops is at the feet of the physicians, because they're the ones who write the orders to give the shots.
Well, that's not going to make you very popular at the next AMA convention.
Well, thank goodness I don't go to them.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, you're calling it out. And I've said this over the years. I said, you know, if the doctors would just stop doing this, where are they going to go? But then again, wouldn't they then just empower nurses and physician's assistants and pharmacists? They'll just go to the next piece of low-hanging fruit that'll do it for money.
Well, that is yes, you're right, Robert. I mean, that's the way it will go. It'll go down the scale like that. But I heard two stories this week about a patient who had stubbed her toe and ripped part of her toenail off. She tried to go to the doctor to get it fixed, and the doctor refused to even treat her if she wouldn't get a tetanus shot first. A second story that I heard was that the mom took the exemption form into the doctor's office, who had always signed it, and now this was in California, and now because of passage of SB 277, the doctor said, well, I'm going to have to review this with my lawyer first before I sign this. I mean, what is it with physicians that they will not do the appropriate thing, stand in the gap for their patients, understand that these vaccines are not safe, they're not effective, and they do not protect us, and do a little bit of research. And the biggest problem with all of that, Robert, is the fact that if they start questioning vaccines in the vaccine industry, they've got to start questioning and unwinding all of it. And then where do they go to hand out their prescriptions if they know that they're causing harm?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I don't care if you think your doctor is the nicest person on the planet. You love him to death. You think he or she is sweet. You want to bring him home and introduce him to marry your kids. It has nothing to do with their personality or whether or not you like that person. It has to do with what they are doing for a living is causing more harm than good.
Yeah. Who was it? Bigelson wrote Doctors More Dangerous Than Germs.
Yeah.
I remember that book, yeah.
Exactly.
You know, these are really the point of where harm is happening. You're right, the delivery system, without the doctors, by and large, a lot of this would go away, although, as I say, they'll try and find a way, the low-hanging fruit, but it'll only be a few years down the road where, you know, Walmart cash register people, if there are any left, will be injecting you on the way out. I mean, that's where they'll go. They're desperate. This is their gravy train to the next century, if you will. Healthy People 2020 is all about mandating vaccines, not just for kids, but for adults. You've written extensively on it, and we have links as well to a blog called The Edgy Truth, which is awesome, and I've got links to some blogs from there as well. So you've got that. You've got DrTenPenny.com, as well as the Vaccine Research Library, and we've got VaccineResearchLibrary.com linked up, and I hope that everybody, if you haven't visited it, support, because you know the hours put in to bring all of this research together for you to be able to access is just incredible. What you've set in motion here, Sherry.
Well, we've got the Vaccine Research Library is a subscription site. The reason that we pay for it is because there's people that I have to pay. There's three people's employees that I have to pay out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's to sustain the site. We have more than 7,000 articles accumulated in there that shows the problems associated with vaccines, the conflict of interest, the problems that we see in all the different vaccines. And, you know, finding that stuff and ferreting it out is like finding needles in a haystack. It's not like you can just Google it and find it. I mean, you have to spend hours and hours. I have a full-time researcher that works 35 hours a week, every week, and has taken her 3.5 years to accumulate all of those into one place. So what you're paying for at the tune of $9.98 a month or $99 for a year, which is the convenience of having all of that research at your fingertips to be able to use it as arrows in your quiver or bullets in your gun to defend your position about vaccines.
Well, this is why I say support it. It is well worth the investment. I mean, what you're doing and what you get out of it is just extraordinary. And that's why we have it also linked up, as well as the book, one of the great books that you've written, Saying No to Vaccines, which has helped so many as a resource guide. And we continue to put this information out there, yet these dunderheaded politicians, both Republican and Democrat, although primary Democrat specific to California, because it is a democratically controlled state, saw fit to basically usurp parental rights and authority and turn over the children, eventually the adults perhaps, with the other bill, to mandate vaccines for participation even in private schools. And the only out at this point would be for homeschooling, but I don't know how long that would last. And this really smacks of practicing medicine without a license on a congressional level, if you will, in California.
Absolutely. And they've already started publishing articles that have already, I think there was one that came out in One Nation, and I've seen in other areas in mainstream literature that says that SB 277 and what they've done in California will be the model legislation for the state, or I'm sorry, for the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, is so concerned, Robert, is, you know, you and I have had many conversations about this over the years, and particularly in the last year about what's happened in California, in that, you know, they introduced 110 bills in 36 states in a matter of days.
Right.
And when you look at that, it was all couched in Healthy People 2020 guidelines that have become goals to reach almost a 99% vaccination rate of all approved vaccines currently approved vaccines and the 131 vaccines coming in the pipeline, we don't know how many of those will also be mandated. And then when they reintroduce for the second time the adult vaccination plan, the first one came out in 2010, and in 2010 they also issued the adult immunization plan that and the implementation plan of how this was going to be implemented. By 2015, they decided that the uptake of vaccines by adults was still too small. It's about 35 to 37% for flu shots, pneumonia shots, shingles shots. Now they want to give pertussis shots to all grandparents before they're allowed to see their new baby because they just might contaminate them not understanding that it's actually the vaccine itself that will infect the baby and make the baby sick.
Right.
And so now there's 130 vaccines developed in the developmental pipeline, and they want to take the adult vaccination rate, which is currently around 30% for vaccines across the board, to somewhere between 75 and 80% by 2020. That's only 4 years away. So the implementation arm of when they develop these Healthy People 2020 guidelines, which are now goals, more than 50 federal agencies in this country, including the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Transportation, which makes me wonder what hasn't been published yet about how they are going to put this into an enforcement arm.
Driver's license requirements. Watch them expand.
Yes, or getting on an airplane, or going to a professional baseball, football, or basketball game, going to the grocery store. Where else in a public place do you have to make sure that you show your vaccine papers? Now, this is all conjecture on my part, but, you know, we know that this is a nefarious government, and we know that what the rules are, the guidelines are, where they're going for 2020, which is a mere 4 years away. And if we thought we saw a lot of bills introduced in this general session, I'm very concerned of what 2016 is going to look like. What is that tsunami of bills going to look like?
Right. Well, the medical fascist police state of America is what we've been talking about, warning about, and it's becoming more real every day. Yes, some states have backed down these bills that have been proposed, but they're going to keep coming back until they wear you down or you've gone to sleep or you're on one too many medications to pay attention. But not here. Not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scadbell Show, not with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And, of course, all the links to her great works and writings, we've got them up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. All we ask is that you say thanks to those who stand up and support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Click on those banners. Say thanks to those sponsors. In the meantime, we're going to take a brief break. More with Dr. Tenpenny. She called out you doctors. Any of you doctors out there agree, disagree, let us know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Licensed physicians. Did you hear that? Dr. Sherry Tenpenny called you out. If you keep vaccinating, you could be part of the problem. By the way, tomorrow I actually have a very interesting pediatrician out of the Orlando area, Dr. Cornelia Frowns. And she actually knows of you. Of course, maybe she's met you, but she admires you greatly. And she does seminars on vaccination, so she's free to speak on that issue. And she does a lot of homeopathy. So there are some doctors that are getting the message.
That's awesome. And I would hope that trend would grow. But, you know, there's 800,000 physicians in this country, either actively practicing or retired. And there's just far too few of us that are willing to stand up and say no and stop this nonsense and protect our patients and protect the humanity and the human DNA from this destruction. I mean, I think that there's probably more what we would call closet doctors, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
The ones that maybe they don't agree with it, but they go along to get along so they get a paycheck and they don't get sanctioned and they don't get their little wrists slapped and all this other stuff. And because doctors by their nature are herd animals. I mean,
yeah.
They all just kind of like to do things together. And I had it explained to me one time by Carolyn Mace, who's written a lot of the energy medicine books. I was at one of her seminars, and she said that she was talking about physicians and how becoming a physician is like joining a street gang. You have to fight your way in almost to your death, like through, you know, pre-med, medical school, residency, and sleep deprivation, and public and humiliation, and all the things that they put you through the medical training. And then when you're done, they hang a little stethoscope around your neck and give you a little thing. It says, congratulations, you're part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you're part of the team, you better, like, walk goose step and lockstep with everybody else on the team, and then try to leave. And it's the same thing as trying to leave a street gang. On the way out, they beat you almost to your death.
Yeah.
And the way when she said that and explained that, that was years ago. I remember her talking about that. That was at least 10 years ago. And it just so resonated with me because it's really true. Physicians are really afraid to break out of the fold, but we need to get one and then two and then 10 and then 20 and then 100. And then suddenly there will be the 100th monkey that will show up and we'll get back to where we need to be in our society about taking care of our patients and having it be more about health and not about disease management.
Yeah. Can I say this? I mean, I'm tired of you wussy doctors out there, and probably you're not listening to this show because the wussy doctors couldn't handle this information. But if you know a wussy doctor, call them out. Tell them if they're a man, tell them to man up, if you know what I mean. There's already enough masculinity, if you will, in dominance of the feminine component, the healing component in the allopathic profession. But in terms of standing up, having the courage of your convictions, and if you actually do take the Hippocratic Oath and say, first do no harm, not that anybody pays much service to that anymore, because the first thing you do to a baby is inject it, which is harmful. I think it's an important message, Dr. Tenpenny, that you're actually standing up and calling them out on this, because they could be a stopping point, a big stopping point to say, we refuse to comply. And at that point, okay, you want them, you're going to have to find out how to get them, but that will be a big chink in the vaccine armor.
I don't know how doctors in California, with any sort of level of conscience at all, could vaccinate these kids under these circumstances. What if you were a parent and you had three children? And your first child was severely vaccine injured, maybe developed a seizure disorder. Maybe they even were so badly injured they received a compensation from the Vaccine Injury Compensation Court of Claims. They actually were that injured. And now you have child number 2, 3, and 4 that now by that California law, they are going to be required to be fully vaccinated for them to attend public school. How could a doctor in good conscience allow that to happen? I could only imagine the horror and the terror inside of the parent thinking, oh my gosh, what if the same thing happens to child number 2, 3, and 4 that happened to child number 1? I mean, the horror that must was it gives me chills to just think about it. But yet a physician or a nurse practitioner or a medical assistant or however far down on the low-hanging fruit that you wanted to describe would be willing to do that because Senator Pan and some of his cronies said that we have to take away your rights to refuse. And those other 4 children that have never been vaccinated are completely healthy, so there's nothing in their medical history that would accommodate a medical exemption.
Well, we've got more stories to tell, and Dr. Tenpenny is with us, and she's going to introduce a surprise guest. Kathy Bates will talk about, and Sherry, on the other side of the break, you can let us know what her backstory is before we bring her in.
Yeah, I'll let her give you like her elevator seat.
Okay, and it's
And then I'll introduce her.
Okay, Getting Well God's Way, a book out there. I haven't gotten that, but it sounds great. All right, stick with us. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, my guest this hour, and she's bringing to us a surprise guest we're going to learn about in just a moment. Sherry, you know how it is. Life is fascinating, and all the people we've got to connect with over the years since we've entered this and engaged in this discussion of things that are unpopular with certain, let's say, economic establishments, they've brought us to people that have a good heart, and their message and their mission, it's in the right place. They've suffered a lot, as I have, and I don't complain about it. I'm grateful for it because it brought me to this information and to folks just like yourself.
Yeah, it's amazing that sometimes, you know, there's no coincidences, Robert, right? And mm-hmm. the people that you're supposed to meet show up in your life exactly on time. And I met Kathy Bates actually through one of my neighbors here that they got connected through an insurance program and started talking through Facebook. My neighbor got her book, the name of the book is Getting Well God's Way, and just started flipping through the pages, and sure enough, the first page she flipped to it said she referenced Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's book saying no to vaccines. And this is my neighbor that lives down the street from me. She's like, oh my goodness, you two have to meet. So when mm-hmm. Kathy came up to visit from Austin, Texas, and they had a business meeting about some other things, my neighbor brought her over and said, you know, you two need to meet. And we started talking, and I said, oh my goodness, this is absolutely, you know, divine inspired that we're together, and I'm talking to you tonight. And I think that she's got a message for that, what we talk about and I talk about with vaccines. I think that her message to the Christian community about waking up and figuring out what really needs to be done in their life in terms of health and healing and not genuflecting to doctors and all these other things, I think that she is a great person, and I think that we'll have a great message for your audience.
Well, let's bring her on. Absolutely. I think as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny called out physicians in the last half hour, as far as, you know, you're doing wrong. We could say even doing evil. Kathy Bates is evidently calling out who? Who are you calling out in regards to these health, let's say, misinformation and more? What is it, Kathy?
Well, I'm calling out the Christian community. It's, you know, this is... As you know, Robert, I had an autoimmune disease that was Hashimoto's, and mm-hmm. I had advanced cervical degenerative disc disease. I had severe intestinal problems, and what the root of all that ended up being was the mercury fillings in my teeth. And so not knowing this, I'm going to doctor after doctor after doctor, and after 11 or 12 doctors, I'm worse, and they don't know what's wrong, and they're giving me names and dismal projections and no solutions. So I hung up the phone and picked up the phone one day and called and canceled all of my medical appointments and slid down the wall and cried and said, okay, God, me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it ended up being a journey that I was encountered spiritually, and some presence said, you know, come on, I'll show you what to do, but you have to do everything I tell you. And so it began to evolve through my Christianity, and it was not well received. How dare me go out and think for myself, and how dare me not get well according to rubbing the magic Jesus. And so it was, you know, it was, they have a doctrine and a set of ideas about how healing is supposed to happen, and when it did not happen that way, then they questioned my faith. And I knew that that was not the problem. And of course, when you find out in retrospect that it's the mercury fillings in my mouth, well, now we have failure of the Christian teachings, we have failure of Christian inclusive ideas outside of their own, we have failure of mainstream medicine, and of course mainstream medicine is what Christianity has ordained within themselves. And so
that's an interesting point that you bring up, Kathy. That's what I was hearing from you. I want to make sure everybody understands what you're saying. You know, you go into any church or you go into a Jewish synagogue, they worship the doctors.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're like godlike people within the congregation. Mm-hmm. And these people are bringing more harm than help to people. They're
Absolutely.
Managing diseases that they've created.
Right, right. Creating customers, not cures.
Yeah.
So,
well, and
yeah.
If we go back and understand that, you know, in Hebrew scriptures, the kashrut, the kosher laws, I mean, they were dietary laws for health. And certainly we've got some things that have changed over the years, and I would include organic food in those now, but they didn't have to use the word for organic because there weren't pesticides in the same
right.
way, nor GMOs. But these are abominable to the temple, the sacred
right.
temple of life, our bodies that we've been given in this lifetime. And we desecrate them by poisoning them with drugs and with
right.
toxic food.
And actually, that's part of the story, is that God took me back to Jewish dietary laws, because I was reading a lot of health books where they were written by vegetarians. Well, if you stop eating the standard American diet and you start eating a bunch of vegetables, you're going to see health improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So that does not mean that that is the long-term answer, but you're going to see some short-term improvements, absolutely.
Sure.
And so I was walking around the house one day and just amazed at how fast my body was healing. And I was talking to God, and I said, what else have we missed? And he said, I told you how to eat in the Old Testament. And all of a sudden, I saw the words Deuteronomy 14. So I went and looked it up. And Deuteronomy 14 says, and these are the meats that you shall eat, and these are the meats that you shall not eat. And I said, but God, I thought since Jesus came, we're not under the law anymore. And his response was, oh, so because Jesus came, you think you got a new intestinal tract.
That's the greatest response I've ever heard. That's classic.
Robert, I felt ignorant. It was like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Well, once you start building on that, then you start seeing the other scriptures, Matthew 5, which says not one jot or one tittle of the law shall go away. And so, it just became very clear that they don't know what they're doing. And by the way, in Austin, Texas, in the HEB grocery stores, in one location, there is a kosher grocery store. So I got very excited. I thought, oh, great, I'm going to find me a tribe.
Mm-hmm. So
I go into this grocery store, and I round the corner with my expectations, and here are aspartame sweetened soft drinks in aluminum cans with a kosher sign on them.
Right.
I'm like, what?
I'm sorry, the rabbi cannot pray away the toxicity of aspartame.
Exactly.
Right? If that offends you, it's tough.
Yes.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying here about these laws need to be updated in a modern context, because if a rabbi thinks he can bless the GMOs away, much less the aspartame and the aluminum, and that to me is absurd on its face. But it's people maybe of course they've been brainwashed too over generations now as well. The 20th century has done great harm to our understanding of food and our relationship with the planet and nature. So what you're bringing up in the paradigm of Christianity or Judeo-Christian perspectives is fascinating to me, how this is coming through you.
Well, James chapter 4 says that you have become like unfaithful wives having an illicit affair with the world.
Are we talking again about food or Kim Kardashian?
Everything. Everything. We've disconnected. And, this way of life that people are living is easy. You don't have to think. You don't have to be accountable. You just be. And you be a victim in many respects. And so one of the things that I would like to point out is that after I got well, I realized what all it took to get me well, was that not one piece of information I needed came through mainstream medicine, nor could it. The second thing I found of interest was that not one single thing I needed to do to get well or stay well is covered by health insurance.
Isn't that interesting? That's why I said it's disease management for disease creation, and it violates our fundamental religious liberties to be left alone by these secular government authorities. I'm not saying that I want a religious government per se. That's not because there is a separation. We want religious freedom. We want freedom from being, let's say, dictated to. But what we have with SB 277 in California is the government's move to basically violate that fundamental First Amendment right that does not come from government. It comes from a far higher place, and they're threatened by what you are saying, Kathy, because if the religious institutions one day embraced again the religious traditions in history, they would boot the government out of their lives and their marriages and their families so fast their heads would be falling off. They wouldn't even be spinning.
As I was writing the book, it became through a conversation and then some research, I was able to find out that our country, statistically, 73% to 88% of this nation identifies themselves as Christian. Now, that includes Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses, but still, these are all people who have a text that I'm sure preaches wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is not wisdom. It is foolishness. It is absolute foolishness. And it's tyranny. It is absolutely moving us into tyranny. It's still rubbing the magic Jesus.
Right.
So, the Bible is full of you're going to reap what you sow. There's no exclusions to that. I mean, it's not saying unless you have a plastic Jesus on your car.
Right. Well, yeah, it's your get out of jail free plastic Jesus.
Exactly.
What you're saying is probably going to, if we talk about rubbing things, rub things the wrong way. Those people that are just going to church to absolve themselves on Sunday and then living lives the other six days of the week. As I said, there's a perspective here. We weren't asked to do it just some of the time. And caring for our bodies, caring for our minds and spirit, all of those things matter, and they always matter. So the question is, I mean, Texas is part of the Bible Belt. I mean, have they tried to throw you out of Texas? I mean, what's going on? Is that why you're up visiting Dr. Sherry Tenpenny?
I'm sneaking up on them. I'm sneaking up on them. So coming out of the cave, really, as a well-refined weapon. So this book is full of scriptures, and it's, you know, full of just the wisdom, getting well God's way. I mean, it's that really is. It's doing it God's way, not man's way, not the church's way, not the medical mainstream's way. But, you know, the people are, what do you want to say, they're enslaved by the structure because they have insurance. And matter of fact, one of the first things God asked me to do when I had started down this journey, money was a problem, and I now know that he did that on purpose so that when I speak to people, they can't say I can't afford to do that because I was the epitome of broke when this happened.
Kathy, the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
So one of the first things he told me to do was cancel your medical insurance, and I gasped. I was like, what do you mean? I'm sick. And he said, yeah, how's that work for you?
Yeah. Kathy, I can't wait to read your book, Getting Well God's Way. What a nice surprise that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny brought to us tonight. We'll wrap up with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny after this, but Kathy, we'll talk again, and I need to know how to get the book. I think it's on Amazon, right?
It is on Amazon.com, Getting Well God's Way by Kathy Bates.
We'll check it out, and we'll be back with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny to wrap it up after this break. Thank you, Kathy.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Boy, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, that was totally a kosher segment there with Kathy Bates. That was a lot of fun.
Good, absolutely. That's great.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I've often over the years loved when I have an opportunity to speak with religious institutions, the people that are in there, and, you know, those who love God. And, you know, whatever religion you claim to be, you know, if you love God, you serve, you serve all life with love. There's a message that's not getting through these institutions. And that is the issue of food. That is the issue of medicine. And, man, God bless Kathy for putting this out there in that way. I'm really thrilled to connect with her.
And if we can get those people to also understand that inside the vaccines, that there's cells of aborted fetal tissue, there's human DNA, there's oncogenic viruses, there's known carcinogenic chemicals such as aluminum, formaldehyde, and polysorbate 80, which is known to cause infertility in mice, if they could just start saying this is God's precious child, clean, mm-hmm. and a gift from God, how could I possibly contaminate it with serums that are just going to do nothing but possibly cause harm because of being afraid of a fever, a cough, a rash, and some diarrhea, which
right.
is really all that these childhood illnesses are. I hate to even call them diseases because they're not really a disease. They're an infection. They're a pathogen that invades and comes and goes in 7 to 10 days. That is not a disease.
No, you're right. And, you know, we've got certain presidential candidates paying lip service to the issue of vaccination or individual liberty. I think, is it Ben Carson, who's a neurosurgeon, I think?
Yeah.
A black guy who's come out and said, you know, a lot of the right things from a conservative ideology, and yet he has this perspective that you don't have the right to reject mandatory vaccines. And he also has come out in a good way against Margaret Sanger, acknowledging her as a racist, eugenicist, abortionist, and Planned Parenthood. And yet, evidently, it worked on aborted fetal cells in the 1990s and experimented with them. So there's a lot of incongruity with these presidential candidates on these issues. But if you think one of them is going to be the savior, even one, you know, as good as Ron Paul was, I mean, he couldn't even get elected, much less to the presidency, if you got in, to do a whole lot of change. The change is going to happen from each individual disconnecting from the pharmaceutical police state matrix.
And working at your local level,
working mm-hmm. with your local politics, your mayor of your community, your police chief, your fire department, all on those levels of getting them to understand that flu shots are not safe, they're not effective, they don't protect you. You don't have to have a mandatory vaccination day for all the paramedics and all of the fire people in the firehouse. And then work to the next level of your state and get involved with the NVICAdvocacy.org. Know what's going on in your states. I mean, we're actually going to be planning some things to get some training in order to do a better job with our state legislatures this coming fall. And so there are lots of resources out there. It's just getting a little fire in your belly. And you know, Robert, I was mm-hmm. talking to somebody earlier today, and I said, you know, the issues are all so big. We have the vaccination issue. We've got Agenda 21. There's geoengineering. There's the GMO food things. There's everything that's happening with the water and Fukushima and what's happening with the oceans. I mean, all of these things are so big. And if one person sits down and starts to think about it, it's so overwhelming that it also almost causes the freeze that happens in your brain, and you get glazing in your eyes, and all you can possibly do is sit in front of your television and stare at it and hope that the world goes away. So I encourage everyone, pick one issue. Pick something that really resonates with your heart, whether it's fluoridation, GMOs, you know, geoengineering, whatever it is, and decide how many hours a week you have to commit to making a difference in your community, your state, your church, your synagogue, to make a difference. And if it's 5 hours a week, 8 hours a week, then give it 100% of your effort during those 5 hours a week. It doesn't have to be all-consuming of 40, 60, 80 hours a week, and you don't have to take on all the different issues, because you can't.
No, and one other thing here, Sherry, I want everybody to grow food. Grow your own food. Stop it. Grow your own food. Start now. And real quick, because we're almost out of time, where can people find you? You've got some events coming up. I want them to plug in.
Yes, I'm going to speak to a chiropractic group, the Northeast Ohio Chiropractic Association in Canton, Ohio, Saturday, as a matter of fact, and part of that is open to the public. And so there's some information on my website for that, and I'm going to be on a cruise the last week in January called the Conspiracy Cruise with all of your favorite conspiracy crazy people. Come join us for that week and sail through the down the Mexican border and have a good time.
Beautiful. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Kathy Bates, a nice surprise. Surprise guest tonight. Thank you. God bless you both. Love you. Lots of hugs. Appreciate you so much.
Thanks, Robert. Take care.
All right. The power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1-3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.